is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, Mobile Garage Technologies, Ron's Electric Motors, the University of the Bahamas, and Wendy's.
Foundation. Foundation.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio, The Foundation with Howard Grant in here and doing our thing on this beautiful Monday, the last Monday of the month. I know that you're kind of geared up and kind of geeked up and all those persons who work for government. I hope you ain't broke. That's crazy. I mean, like, that's one cycle. I know that does something to you guys. I hope that's all as well, and I hope that you guys had a very good weekend. You know, there's a lot been happening. You know, the line's going to be open today. Let's just do that. I had some guests, and let's just put a prayer up there for Bishop Simeon Hall. He calls me and says, Howard, I'm in hospital. So, you know, we had to make some modifications, and we're not going to be able to do that interview right now. So let's just put a prayer up there for Bishop Simeon Hall, that he finds his strength and continues to be able to move in the direction that the Father's called him to move in. So that's going to be that. So the line's going to be wide open today, guys. You know what to do. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And I think these things happen for a reason. Because, I mean, my mouth was itching to say something about this today. Talk to me. Let me just be very clear. Make sure you pick up your Guardian. I know that it's about 12 o'clock. If you did not have an opportunity to do that, make sure you do so. Tensions rise in the FNM. FNM leadership blocks ministers from addressing association. This is absolutely bonkers. This is bananas. We got to talk about this. The line's going to be wide open to talk about that. And also, this 2019 letter. What are you doing? I mean, this is wild. Let's talk about that also. But before we do any of those things, we have to continue to be able to thank the persons that support us. And that is Mobile Garage Fleets. Let's talk about it. Manage your fleets. Manage your fleet of vehicles online with 100% Bahamian-owned fleet management software backed by Bridgestone Americas. Track fuel, location, fleet expense, and so much more online. Schedule a free demo right now. Call 422-4575. That's 422-4575. Or visit mobilegaragefleets.com. Mobilegaragefleets.com. Listen, it's been a while. I feel a little stuffy. I just want to put that out there. I took a little Tylenol, cold and flu. My kid's sneezing, my baby doll, she's kissing me up. She doesn't feel the best. We just took her to the doctor on Friday. And so everyone got a little in the house. My barber's sick. I don't know if you guys, maybe there's something in the air, right? But I don't know. I got to get some Cerasi or something like that so I can be able to take that. Here trying to drink this coffee and do my thing. But, you know, these conversations have to be had. They have to be had. Yeah, I mean, let's talk about it, right? I'm sitting here reading the story. Over the weekend, I've actually dug deep into a rabbit hole, and I'm hoping that that could emerge into a significant conversation as we move forward. I have read so much about going as far back as possible to the Haitian Revolution and then kind of moving forward as it relates to post 2010 earthquake. and identifying what has been done from there. I read about 1912 to 1911 to 1915 about the commitment that the United States of America has made. And man, listen to me, the thing gone deep. So I found a few persons to really be able to have a conversation with out of the United States of America, and I'm really trying to get some council persons who are responsible out of the United States of America really being able to help with the efforts of getting some things done. Yeah, because you know what? I think we talked about this. We talked about this kind of an idea that says if we don't look at this, we have to look at it from a different perspective based upon our conditioning socially, based upon the rhythm of our society, based upon how things are going here locally. It's kind of hard to be able to get an objective view of what's happening on the ground, because the indifference and this kind of a brewing that's boiling and kind of bubbling up about, you know, them and us, especially in the midst of what's happening in Haiti right now, it's hard to really have a conversation about those things. And I thought I would do that, you know, with participants who was involved with being able to help them prior to. So we're going to be able to get to, what is this? Listen, your indecency is rich. It's far too rich, right? First text out of the show, you really can't. I'm not going to read this. Y'all is banana. Y'all, yeah. What do y'all think? Y'all really think that I can read and I can comprehend? So you can't just text this and then how and say this. Are you out of your mind? I'm not going to read this right. But you guys know what the numbers are. 323-6232. 325-431-6, 325-4259, and 422-4796. Let's start it like this. In 2017, former Prime Minister Hubert Minnis, Dr. Hubert Minnis, would take on a strong position, and he would have found a great deal of help in 2016 and even before as he vied for a position for leadership within the Free National Movement. Now, the totalitarian-type leadership that existed under this space for our former Prime Minister, Hubert Ingraham, there was this kind of an idea that existed that, you know, it was his way or no other way. And that even with the sort of bleeding into constituencies in certain areas, my mother being one of the persons who was actually, you know, hit by that. And I think, was it Kendall Nottage, who was actually another person who was hit by that. You know, we don't need these constituencies. We went from 40 to 38. Do you remember this? Okay. And so this idea that existed in this particular space, this totalitarian idea that just was birthed in his mind, out of his belly, once he speaks it, it happens instantaneously, or it's supposed to happen instantaneously, was one of the things that the chatter, the back and forth chatter in those small pockets that persons would speak about in the Free National Movement. Not that he was upset with his path and sort of his trajectory of leadership, but his lack of inclusion was one of the things that he needed to get rid of. This party needed to be more inclusive, right? Now, this is observation. This is proximity saying these particular things. This is information that I'm providing here to talk about these things. And as I'm in the organization and identifying those things, I feel it a little bit more significantly for me, because my mother, who had just been so successful in being able to win her position in 2007 for the Free National Movement, after she's made this commitment, there should have been another opportunity for her. I don't want to make it personal, but this is just to be very clear. These are some of the things that happened, and no explanation was ever given for this. Okay. So as we move forward, we saw some things happening, and we know that there was a transition afoot. And we know that this transition had to lead to a shift in the organization. So we identified, we tried to figure out who would be that person. So this was the chatter that happened in that space. And sort of the cozying up of the former Prime Minister, Dr. Minnis, to Hubert Ingraham at the time, led us to believe that this could possibly be Dr. Minnis. Boom. Dr. Minnis emerges. We see that the former Prime Minister, one of the things that we can say about him, I think that he's been a man of his word. He say he can do it, so said, so done, right? And even the indifference and the pushback he gets, if there's a general consensus that there's time to move or move on, so forth and so on. I think he moves by general consensus. I'm talking about former Prime Minister Ingram. He moves by general consensus. It has always been his articulation that you don't tell yourself this. People tell you to do this. People encourage you to do this. So you move by this particular general consensus. And he's moved off the scene the same way. When he reemerged in the organization when the former leader of the organization, Tommy Turnquest, was at the helm, moving at the forefront, he only came back based upon general consensus. All right. The first thing Dr. Minnis said, and this should have been a warning sign for all of us, but I think in this sort of a jubilance and the idea of what could emerge out of the organization with this sense of inclusion at the pinnacle of the organization, really, it was lost in the sauce. Let's say that, right? The true intent behind what he said was lost in the sauce of the jubilance that was happening at the time. We was happy. Man, yeah, man, what? Oh, yeah, boy, the party can do good now. Everybody can get a chance. Boom, 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 boom. All the Ingramites can... This is sort of the conversation that happened in those particular spaces. And the very first thing that Dr. Minnis would have said, the Ingram era is over. And I thought it was kind of strange. And I said to myself, era, E-R-A. The Ingram era, E-R-A, is over. And while that had an ellipsis on it for me, dot, dot, dot. Because I wasn't too sure. I mean, listen, the strength of the organization is based on the back and the work put into it. Even the creativity and that strategic approach by Hubert Ingram, in my view. Yes, me, I was a rookie in the thing. I was a little boy. I watching what these big men do. But based on what I'm seeing, the organization found its strength and the wherewithal to move towards leadership and the government of the sunshine from Hubert Ingram's insight. So when Minnis came in and said that Hubert Ingram era is over, I thought this is wild. Do we not pay homage? The history of who we are as a people, FNM, PLP, indifferent, is the pomp and pageantry that is the forerunner for what we do in our country. Talk to me, let's be very clear. Everyone knows from a political standpoint, personally, the dedication that you make to serve your country is grand. What you took away from your family, the time that you should have been dedicated to being able to see your family develop and move in a particular direction, you spent with other families. But there was no regard given for that when Dr. Hubert Minnis stood up and said that the Hubert Ingram era is over. Boom, fast forward. 2017, you start off on a good wicket. You start off well, and then you tell the people from your start, the MPO and the rejection of the media, we say something, something going on here. And the thing keep getting deeper and deeper. The disregard, the disrespect that existed not only for the media, but for the entire country was apparent. And the country had its fill. To the point where the Speaker and the House of Assembly push your buttons to call an early election. Talk to me, let's talk about the thing. Now, after you call this early election, the country was well aware of the fact that you were done. I did some work for the Free National Movement. Individuals, right? You know, you remember I do my patio politics? So it wasn't just isolated to the Free National Movement. I did it for the PRP, my good guy, Jamal Strawn. We did some great stuff. I was just interviewing them. And I sat in a neutral perspective. I didn't lean one way or the other. I'd already gotten bitten. This thing was over for me. I only want to do what I do and what I enjoy. So I hadn't gotten paid by a few of the members of parliament. Talk to me. Let's just be very clear about the thing, right? Right? I hadn't gotten paid by a few of the cabinet ministers. An election tomorrow. So I think this was Wednesday night. Election was on Thursday. And I did a podcast where I brought a few persons together, but I said, Lord, if I don't get my money now, Jesus, I ain't gonna get paid, right? So I went to the F&M convention, the rally. I'm all black, my patio politics clothes, right? And I'm walking around looking for these persons who got a couple dollars from me, right? I see Travis. I say, hey, Travis, what's going on? You know, just casual conversation. I say, man, the people tell me, you're gone and being down. Who told you that, Howard? No way. Okay. Okay, Travis. Okay. All right. Stop. I leave it alone. I continue to walk through, and who are, lo and behold, the prime minister of the country is there, adorned in his red, ready to be able to approach the stage. Howard, I said, Prime Minister, it's good to see you back home. I had to hit him with Loretta. I had to hit him with I'm not back, right? I had to let him, what do you mean, what back? Back? Sir, I came to get my money. You need to stop it. I knew that it was over. I didn't know the devastation that would be there. Some persons I looked at and I said, oh, I expected these particular persons to win. We had them in the win column. Boom. It didn't happen. And then when he lost, the first thing that emerged was the Hubert Minnis era is over. Now, watch me. That era was spelt a little different than the era that was for Hubert Ingraham. Ingraham's era was spelt E-R-A. But Hubert Minnis's, Dr. Hubert Minnis's era was spelled E-R-R-O-R. I can't even get no amen. Talk to me. Talk to me. Can I get an amen, somebody? Hit your boy with an amen. The E-R-R-O-R is over. But there was something that was strange about this prime minister, his language and the tone, his approach to being able to speak to the populace during his reign, during his time at the helm of leadership. His language was all too apparent and familiar. Where did we hear this before? Where did we see this before? Oh my God, the man trying to duplicate and mimic what we're seeing come out of United States of America with Donald Trump. Can I get another amen, please? The language that this is fake news was not a language familiar to the culture that we have, the culture and the rich history that existed in our space. Some things changed, man. What was going on here? And in the spirit that still exists and reside on the shoulders of Donald Trump, our prime minister, former prime minister, perpetuates the idea that he can return in the next election. Jesus. The thing too deep. So much so that the speculations that rose up during this particular time says that Michael Pintard is a paperweight. He is merely there in this particular position strategically to keep things in order in preparation for another leader to come to the forefront. Now, I never knew, never even thought. I thought that E-R-R-O-R was enough. I never knew or even thought, talk to me, that there would be a reemergence until we saw what happened in January 6th in the United States of America with the storm of the Capitol. That this was an unrelenting spirit that says, I need to hold power, that our former prime minister absorbed entirely. So much so to the detriment of the organization that afforded him an opportunity for social and local recognition. He is willing to pull the entire thing down to be identified at the pinnacle and the helm of leadership. Let's read the paper. So it says, tensions are mounting in the Free National Movement. It's the paper, guys. Pick up your paper, the Guardian paper. Tensions are mounting in the Free National Movement, FNM, as leadership of the party is blocking former leader Dr. Hubert Minnis from speaking at the FNM Constituency Association meetings. There are widespread expectations that the former Prime Minister will challenge current leader Michael Pintard for the Free National Movement's leadership prior to the next general election. The Nassau Guardian understands that when the former Prime Minister attended the FNM Council meeting on Thursday, things got heated when Minnis voiced his objection to being prevented from addressing association meetings. That is bananas to me. It is crazy how we scream when the rabbit got the gun. My God. It is crazy how you scream treason. There was an issue when the rabbit got the gun. Because that's what's happening here. And we're going to have a very clear conversation about this. A conversation devoid of your feelings and your emotion. A conversation that says clearly, was it an ERROR? Or can we identify 2017 to 2021 as an ERA? The men and women attached to this man during this particular time all share in the same sentiment. The idea that this man has gone rogue from the constitution of the organization and the path and trajectory that the organization stands for in terms of moving forward. These are the people that serve with him. The people who've been elevated and afforded opportunities are the exact same people who sat at the outskirts of the organization when Hubert Ingram was in the space. Why? Because he's very discerning. Our former Prime Minister, Hubert Ingram. A totalitarian, yes. He liked things to be done the way that he liked things to be done, but most of the time, he does it well. Talk to me. But those persons, you couldn't use the people in the organization. You couldn't use them. He couldn't. Ingram could not use those persons strategically placed within the organization simply because they had their dedication, not to the Free National Movement. Their dedication was to Hubert Ingram. They were Ingramites. That was the forerunning thing. How do you now shift the entire thing of the organization? You have to take those canes, those proverbial vagabonds who've been drifting here and there with no allegiance to anyone. You have to identify them and baptize them into your kingdom to make them disciples. That no matter what happened, forget the Constitution. We dedicate it to you. Because I would have never get this chance if it wasn't for you. That's what we've seen happen here. Y'all ready to talk about the thing? Let's talk about it. I do not disagree with Michael Pintard because it's nasty. I had a call with the MCM today, my good, decent friend. I wouldn't call his name. He said, Howard, it's nasty and it's wrong. He said, look at the people who they have leadership in this party that has power to speak. How they get power? They've been strategically placed by someone who had an overarching objective to be able to return. Let's talk about this thing. The Free National Movement has always been the organization that's bringing to drag the big sack of dirty laundry in the middle of the floor and then separate the whites from the colors. Why? Why people got to see, all you see is the garments. And though some garments from other political organizations, let's be decent, though some garments from other political organizations may be stained, it was washed. Unacceptable within their organization. We didn't see that laundry list of issues coming to the forefront. But the FNM, every time you have an issue, you drag it out to the forefront. The question is, in this particular path, in this vein, can you exist? Is youth gravitating toward you? Is the next generation identifying your leadership skills? Or the only thing they can see is your ability to defend? Talk to me. The question I have is, if all this rowing you got going on, Is there any really expectation that you're going to win the next general election in this particular manner? Let's shoot straight. Hit the thing straight. Y'all know the numbers. Give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text line, 422-4796. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this. Foundation.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Mine. Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go. Because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, on this Monday. The lines are wide open. It's going to be an open line today. Let's talk about this thing. I just touched this at the forefront. To talk about the tensions rise in the Free National Movement, FNM leadership blocks Minnis from addressing association. And, okay. Right, with you, high fives all around. You did well. Continue on your course. Yeah. Let's talk about the thing, man. Listen. No one could deny you, constitutionally or otherwise, the access and opportunity to be able to vie for leadership within the organization. There is a structure, an approach that can be taken. But the organization needs to be able to find its wherewithal, its footing. The organization that has been identified and kind of pulled down to social disrepair and disregard as a result of your leadership or lack thereof. I'm talking to Dr. Hubert Minnis. The organization has endured, has suffered enough as a result of your position. The position that continues to perpetuate the idea that you are this great leader. The position that you've taken and being able to mimic and mirror what we've seen come out of the United States of America with President Donald Trump. You've taken several pages out of the book of the thing. Talk to me.
It's enough. Okay? You had your opportunity to do well. The fella said, you have to give me a chance to at least fail. And you did that. You did it well. You've not only failed the country, you failed the organization. And in their decency and their commitment to their constitution and the camaraderie and unity in their organization, they ain't gonna tell you, but Howard doesn't have that. Howard only have a very clear understanding that this organization will come to naught if you find yourself in strategic positions as you move forward again. Yeah, man, you know, rally yourself, rally your troops, rally whatever in preparation for the next election within the Free National Movement. I think one should be in 2024, next year. But there's no need to sow discord in the organization at this time. Six things that God hates in seven. The seventh? He that sowed discord among the brethren? Oh my God! Let's shoot straight. Guys, you know the numbers. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Hit me up on the text 422-4796. Let's take the telephone call. Caller, you on the line? You on the line with us live? Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Not bad. You know, me and a friend of mine was talking about the same issue concerning the leadership of the FNM. And you're correct. I could... entirely reminds me of the Tommy T.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like you said, just holding your seat until the real leader comes along. But definitely, I don't think the real leader is going to be Dr. Minister again, because this time, you said it correctly, the ERROR
is over.
Stuart Minister is over. But on another note, though, you keep mentioning that Stuart Minister was trying to act like Donald Trump. Donald Trump actually got stuff done. I think the attitude of Dr. Minnis was just him being himself.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing different about that, but you can be as crass as you want to be once you get things done.
Mm.
And I don't think Dr. Minnis is that type of person who can do those things. That's my opinion on that. I like to listen.
I thank you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. I do appreciate your telephone call. Let me see if I can read a few of these texts. It says, Howard, was it my text you didn't read? No, I didn't see any text from you. It says, Howard, out of curiosity, is your mother Verne Grant? Yes. I thought we had this conversation. I thought we had this conversation. The woman sat here with me February 1st, February 6th, her birthday. And we interviewed her. We talked with her, right? So she's 60. We see her. So she says, because I had a pleasure of having dinner with her in 2007, and she's a very pleasant woman, and a great personality. Love to hear her laugh also. Okay. So this is Howard. There will never be peace and progress in the Free National Movement Party until Hubert Minnis is out of parliament and politics entirely. I thought he would have done the honorable thing and stepped down from Kalani. I really did. But then I've had those kind of this thought that popped up in your head, and then you have to diminish that with what you clearly know, right? I thought about it. I said, well, that'll be nice if he just steps down. Then I said, this man will not step down. He won't. I thought about it. Hubert Ingraham would have done so. Former Prime Minister Perry Christie would have done so they would have set it up accordingly. He said, okay, well, I will do this today, and then I expect you all to kind of rally behind me to do that. Yeah, but a show of good faith, he would have done it in any event. Former Prime Minister Perry Christie. There is honor. There is honor in this thing. There should be honor in this thing. And this is, there. Listen to me, man. Dr. Hubert Minnis has not displayed any of this. He was curt. He was sharp. He was dismissive. These are not the attributes. It almost felt like we were crying out for a leader. It felt biblical. We crying out for a leader. And God say, hold on, you don't need a leader. We got some things laid out for you. And you say, God, we need a leader. Everybody else got a leader around here. We need a good one. You say, well, I can send you this man. He can be curt. He can be sharp. He can do this. He can do that. He can do all these particular things. And we said, as a people, yeah, we can take him in here. It can't be no worse than what we got. And bing bong, we were wrong. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hi. Is this Howard, right?
Yes, ma'am. We're on the show. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Yvette.
How you doing, Miss Yvette?
God is good. I can't.
Praise Jesus.
On Heron, which you have been saying, the summary that you gave about leadership. I had a similar summary that was inspired of the Lord about the tracking of how certain leaders had acted in this nation. And since you're dealing with past Prime Minister Menes, and they know of me. I've sent numerous letters under inspiration of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was you who sent me the stuff this weekend?
Yes.
Okay, so I read through it. Okay, go ahead.
And his end really was the judgment of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that he had to end in such a way because he acted shamefully with the advice and the wisdom that the Lord gave him. Mm-hmm. And his party as a result. And he was also given advice to involve certain council of people in the nation, men in this nation, who have been giving indirectly God's wisdom to this nation and seek to do more in their patriotism to help this nation. And he refused to involve them because really the leaders of this nation seem to not want to have justice and order to come really to this nation. Mm. And this is a sad thing. And the Lord is reminding me now to remind them that it was on the 23rd of January 23 this year that they were sent a warning from him that really culminated to that point where they ought to repent for how the way they've been misrunning this nation, the way that they have rejected his advice and his counsel, or let me put it this way, pick through it to suit their purposes. And all it did was take away the potency of what he sent them in order to benefit this nation. And it's caused a judgment on this nation, and to the point where this nation, by involving themselves in continuing to perpetuate this evil by these two-party system that is corrupting this nation, in continuing to choose them, even at the minority level, that 60% of our voting populace decided to stay home rather than break free of these two manipulative and dominating parties that have perverted this nation, where only 34% of this nation stubbornly chose give this party a chance.
Tell me this.
Whereas the Lord said he would like to see in that house, our house.
Okay.
This way independent, righteous-minded.
And who's the independent? Who's the independent, righteous-minded people that based upon what you're saying, has been released to you by the Lord? Talk to me about it.
There's been a number of people that put themselves forward, that the nation knows of, that did it in parties or other, even what they call minority parties, or what is coined as independent parties, not just the COI, or there were a number, even some of the representatives came forth in the final hour and gave this nation an opportunity to choose other than these two parties that have been continually asking the nation to give them the chance to govern rightly and knowing the concerns of the nations, and they decide to turn aside from it when they are in power and do what they want to do. And one of the things the Lord had me to do in the time of Hubert Minnis, after Dorian, the Lord told me, and this is going to sound harsh to some people, but the Lord told me, maybe a day or so before, when Dorian was in the coastline getting ready to come in, because he hadn't told anybody really that he was going to allow it to come. You know, people try to pray it away. But he told me while it was impending that no longer will they be able to say, like they so like to, no more, no death. Damage was experienced with no deaths, and I never
So you knew that before, huh?
I never thought it would be the level that it ended up being.
Miss Yvette, hold on, it wasn't long.
Mm-hmm. But I was hoping that he would turn aside, just like this nation is hoping he would turn aside. I was hoping he would turn aside.
Now, Miss Yvette, I got my... Hold on, Miss Yvette. Hold on 2 seconds. I got my lines lit up, and I know you got a lot because I read a lot from you. I want to give you an opportunity to be able to do that, but I have to go to a commercial break. Can I call you and set up a time so we can have this conversation? Is that okay?
Certainly.
Okay? I appreciate you. I do. I really do. And I've read through everything that you sent me, and I really want to be able to give them an opportunity to be able to have this conversation because, you know, we have a limited time here. So thank you so much for your contribution. Let me see if I can get someone else in there before we get out to a commercial break. You call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
I'm going to make my commentary very short here.
Okay.
Very powerful words spoken by the last caller.
Yes.
I believe that this country has lost focus and has lost its way.
Yes.
Based upon prime ministers.
Yes.
And leaders of this country who have not yielded the message of our spiritual leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I know the former prime minister, the father of the nation, has a spiritual advisor by his side that kept him on the straight and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that our country is failing because we are not living up to biblical principles that the forefathers had set forward for the success of this country. We need to get back to the old landmark. We need to do things in decency and in order. And we must return this Bahamas back towards the values that the Haymans truly believed in moving this country forward. And that's all I'm going to say for now. But
thank you,
very
my brother.
Powerful statements from the previous caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, my brother. That's Yvette. She gave me some names, too. We're going to get to those names also, Yvette. If I can, if you would allow me to text me and let me know whether or not you want me to release those names that you released to me. You gave me six initially, then you add two to it, all of which I'm very familiar with. So let me know if it's okay that I can read those and talk about that. Let's take this last call before we get out of here. Callie on the line with us live. Go ahead. Callie on the line with us live. Go ahead. Caller, can you hear me? No? Okay, so you ain't there. All right, let's see if we can read one or two of these texts before we get out of here. You know, we have to take a quick commercial break for news. Amen, Howard. Now we need to get rid of Brave Error, E-R-R-O-R, so Lincoln can get to work. This is bananas. This is crazy. Okay. Hey, listen, I am here for it. Send the thing this way. I can read it, right? So it says, amen, amen, Howard. There's people texting me the amen. Good afternoon, Howard. Amen, amen. Once you give a double amen, you know, the first amen was a contingency. Second is a confirmation. You give me two amen. My God, we having church today. Let's see if we can do this. Says, good day, Howard. Tell the minister to go sit down and enjoy his grandbabies. His era, E-R-R-O-R, is over. If the FNM allows him to run, they would most definitely not win the next election. Minnis will never, ever become the prime minister again. He is finished. And he will have maybe an independent seat. And Kalani love him, right? This is the information that's coming through. These are the texts. Hey, Howard, last couple seconds. Hey, Howard, I watched Michael Pintard speaking strongly as usual in the House of Assembly last week, but right next to him was Hubert Minnis looking around in the opposite direction throughout the speech. Dr. Minnis' body language was clear that he is not part of the FNM caucus under Mr. Pintard. The Free National Movement needs to allow a runoff between Pintard and Minnis to show who is the clear leader. No, 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 no. The party has gone through its constitutional obligation to identify the leader, and the leader has emerged as Michael Pintard. That's point blank. Ain't got to run again. And they run again. Be done with that. So let's see, it says the Free National Movement needs to allow the runoff between Pintard and Minnis to show who is clear, the clear leader. If Dr. Minnis becomes leader, the FNM will lose my vote once again. Great show. Thank you so kindly. Guys, listen, let's take a commercial break and get back after this. I see your telephone calls light up. We got a lot of space on the next side. You can call from the get-go. We can be able to jam it down. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant, your company, The Foundation. We're chopping it down today on this beautiful Monday. The lines are wide open. We take a commercial break. We go to news and be back right after this.
Foundation. The Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, The Foundation, with Howard Grant chopping it down today. The lines are wide open if you want to be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Just kind of taking a page out of what's happening today in the news. Tensions rising in the Free National Movement. I kind of gave my personal view, right? This is my view, right? And, you know, lend me yours. If you have a different perspective, different view, if you believe that you're one of those persons that believes that Dr. Hubert Minnis, would find his way back to the helm of leadership in the organization, and not only in the organization, but at the helm of leadership in the country, give me a call. I'd like to know who you are. I'd like to know who you are so we can be able to take a picture of you and put it on all light poles, because this is wild what you're thinking. Talk to me. Huh? Let's just be very clear about this thing. Let's talk about the thing. The numbers. You got the numbers. Give me a call. Let me see if we can read a couple of these texts here. Howard, Minnis fulfilled those five bad qualities the seven MPs put in the letter to the Governor General. Howard, when Papa was selling and giving away BTC, boy, Howard, your mother kept getting up in the parliament and looking out the window at that big crowd. I know she wanted to vote no. It was impossible for her to vote no. She was a whip in the House of Assembly for the Free National Movement. She could not vote no. All right? Y'all need to stop it, right? So the next one said, all the texts in the world. Say, I agree that the Bahamas does not have the stomach for Dr. Minnis, but I don't see why he is not being allowed to speak within the organization that he is a member of. Did Boris Johnson or Theresa May step down from their party after being removed as prime minister? Dr. Minnis should not be silenced. If he presents himself for leadership, let the membership decide if they want him. Although I am of the belief that if he runs as a free national movement, he will lose the next election. Okay, so all your text was about allowing democracy to have its course. I accept that. I accept what you're saying. Now let's touch this a little bit. Everyone touches just a little taste, right? He's not being allowed to speak within the organization. Now I want to tell you this. Should I tell you all this? Should I do this? Let me just, in decency, well, in transparency, let's do this. I was vying for the Free National Movement's position as candidate for West Grand Bahama. I did the whole thing, right? And remember, like I keep saying this to you. This is not because I feel within myself that I can do this. There's still this kind of jitters that associated with this, but there is this encouragement from the woman that I love that sees something in me that I don't see, that I can't see, right? My mother is saying to me, continue to push forward, do this, do this, do this. The party will do this, do this, do this, do this, right? And even in reluctance, I do it. So, and then I got some external support from other persons in the organization that says, Howard, keep pushing forward. And then some forefathers in the organization call me and say, Howard, do the thing. So I did it. And so vying for the position in West Grand Bahama, some things happen, right? Skullduggery. Let's just be very clear about the thing, right? We didn't have to go deep into it, but there was skullduggery afoot. Okay. And so while I was vying for that, some things had been stripped away from me. I had not been given the number to call some people to do my campaigning bid, so forth and so on. So as a result of that, I was given information by the chairman of the organization that I would have an opportunity to be able to stand before the council and have a conversation with them. Watch me very clearly. 100 and some people in here, maybe 200 and some people in the council room. I get in there and I'm eager, ready, and kind of prepped to have a conversation. I've already been committed. You know, they've already said that, Howard, you can do this. I said, okay, no problem. Good. Now, you know, come hell or high water, I want to be able to at least speak to let you know these are some of the ideas that I had. Now, I get there in the front of the council, and the chairman, Sidney Colley, at the time, says to me, well, Howard, the campaign time is over. That's what he says to me. There's no speaking in here now. You should have called everyone by now and who you haven't spoken to. It's voting time. So my mouth drop open like, you know, Wile E. Coyote. And I'm like, didn't we just? So this is a big boy thing. So you don't, we can squeam out of the thing. So I say, okay, no problem. When he said that, it was met with cheers from the audience. Yes, that I don't get to speak, which I thought was wild. This is me vying for the chairmanship of the Free National Movement also, after they called me. Now watch it. My point to you is that organizations get to make a determination as to leadership, can identify who speaks or doesn't speak when they see fit. The organization genuflexed to the position that the leadership desires. I'd never forget. Hubert, in 2012, Hubert Ingram had identified, without the due process, who he wanted to be the successor of the newly found constituency, West Grand Bahama and Bimini. And so he walked Pakisha Parker in. Into a meeting that we sat in. And he said, and I know that we didn't go through the process, but I want you to vote for her. Somebody jumped up and said, I second it. Boom, that was done. Organizations genuflect to the desire of the leader. And the organization knows this because Hubert Minnis would have done the exact same thing. So when Michael Pintar takes that access and opportunity, that liberty to be able to say, we don't want you to speak, well, you got to sit down, my boy, because there's no supremacy beyond this point. And the Constitution can be able to identify those things. Now, this is just me shooting straight with you and having those things to say. there's something afoot in the organization. How do I stop that? By giving him more rope? No! Cut it off! Let's read the next text. It says, Howard, God doesn't send hurricanes at people. Okay, praise Jesus. That's the people sending the thing. Government did not originate with man. Government originated with God. See Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. The number one problem on the earth is the world, and the number one problem in the world is government. Okay, these are the people. It says, if I see Minna's name on any of those ballots again, it's the same as the FNM forcing me to vote PLP. Don't put him back there. If you want my vote, error is exactly right. E-R-R-O-R. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Grant. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I was listening to you talk about how they did you in the meeting, and I just laughed to myself. I said, you are a person who with maturity, and you understand how this politics go.
You don't fight it.
You got to understand, you know, the dynamics of what is going on inside in these parties, and you understood pretty well the leader wanted somebody else.
Listen.
So you didn't take it personal.
I was 30-some years old. And if I endure, oh my God, one day the pig and grow hog, and my time will surely come if it's supposed to be for me.
Yeah,
talk to
see,
me.
You didn't take it personal.
No, I can't take it personal.
What is the problem? You said something in the opening statement when you was commenting on some things that happened after Hubert Minnis won. Mm-hmm. And I was curious, and I said to myself the same thing, because I didn't really understand why he said what he said. Mm-hmm. That the Hubert Ingraham era is over. I thought that was astonishing. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. I thought all along, looking from the outside, that for Minnis to win, he would have had the backing of Hubert and Ingraham, but obviously I was wrong. There was something deeper in there that I didn't understand, and I didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, but to me, Minnis wasted a golden opportunity mm-hmm. to put this country together, to have this country to come together during the greatest tragedy that ever happened in the history of the Bahamas, and that was Dorian. Mm-hmm. His personal feelings with Hubert should not interfere with using him and Perry Christie during that time. Come together, hold those fellas' hands, even if you have a personal difference with them. Mm-hmm. This is time for the country together to show that, look here, we are together as Bahamians, and he spoiled that as being the leader. Mm-hmm. He didn't show that. See, to be in leadership, you can't hold personal grudges. You know, you can't hold personal grudges. You gotta be a man and take all the licks and throw what they can throw at you, and stand up and say, you know something, it ain't about me.
Well, you can't hold a personal grudge, but you package it up and put it in the corner until it's your time. And then you unravel it.
No, but it's not about him. It's not about him. I was waiting. I was waiting for the time that Minnis was the prime minister. I was really disappointed. I was waiting for him to really articulate his vision for the new Bahamas. Mm. And I didn't hear it. I waited.
I hope you didn't hold your breath.
Well, I waited.
I know you didn't hold your breath because you're still here with us.
Man, listen to me. After Hubert and Perry left, and we say we have a doctor now, somebody different. You know, we can operate different. But that ain't happened.
My God.
You know, Hubert and Perry did their time. They did what they did for the country. They did good. And so they did. People like to criticize and say, you know, he was this, he was that.
Yes, can I say, I believe that they did good with the elements that they had, with the training, with the conditioning, and the era that they came from, the time that they came from, the dispensation, they did good. I think that this time...
But Howard, hear me out, man, what I'm saying.
Go ahead,
right?
Let me hear it.
They could only be a leader of their time, you know.
Talk to me.
They could only be a leader of their time.
Yes.
They did what they could have do in the time and the vision what they had at their time.
Yes.
When Hubert Ingraham became prime minister, but look here, this was the government and the sunshine. New things was happening. The country was moving. You want him to move the country into the future?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, we need another leader. Mm-hmm. We need to understand that we need to move from Perry and move from Hubert. Not that they didn't do good.
Mm-hmm.
But we need new vision. We need to move to another level, man. This country has been stagnated for too long now. And they squabbling. And guess what? You know why they squabbling, a lot of them? Because it ain't about the country. It's about them. It's about them holding the power. It's about them getting all the benefits of the country and not the Bahamian people getting the benefits of the country. That's
yes.
why they squabble. Anybody who want to be a leader got to understand, look here, it's not about you. It's
I agree
about
with
what you can
brother.
Do for the people. Unless the man did something with your wife,
hold on.
Then you can hold the question. But if he ain't did nothing with your wife and your family,
you get
if he even did something, go back to you with his wife and your family.
Sir.
But politics, man, look here. When you lose, you bow out and say, man, this is the victor. You respect.
I appreciate
it. Take care who was with you, you know.
I appreciate the telephone call. You get deep with the people's wife. Thank you so very kindly for the telephone call, my brother. I do appreciate it. I agree with you. I'm on the wicket with you. And well, you know, these people don't send me things, right? They say at the Constitution, the chairman shall call and preside over all meetings and shall have a casting vote. He shall appoint all committees standing ad hoc deemed necessary for carrying out the objective and administrating the affairs of the association. In the absence of the chairman, the vice chairman shall act and carry out the duties of the chairman. In the absence of both the chairman and the vice chairman, the other officers shall choose a suitable person to carry out the chairman's position. And they start to talk about the secretary shall keep a book containing the names of the address and members of the association, receive the members' dues over the monies, attend to the meetings of the association record, prepare in the constitution with the chairman, deal with and keep in order the correspondence, prepare once every year the consultation with the chairman. So these are just some information that they put out to these particular things, right? This is clarity, just putting out there. Because the Constitution stands stronger than any individual or any block within your organization. The Constitution stands strong. Let's just be shooting straight. Let's take the next telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard.
Good afternoon, my brother.
Where is Dwayne Sands? Because he would be the...
You answered me like he sleep by me last night. I don't know.
I mean, I'm saying like this is his portfolio of straightening the party out. Like Papa did in the PLP and Dan Maynard did. Finnan got Papa cut down 7 disruptive MPs in one night.
Mm-hmm.
That's how party works. As either a strong leader or a strong chairman.
But it's going to be difficult to do that because everyone... Listen to me. Let's shoot straight. Now, we're saying some things because political correctness exists in this space. We won't be decent. All right? But let's take that off. Just derobe yourself. Just take the robe off a little while. Now, watch me.
Mm-hmm.
Since the alpha male, as it relates to leadership, has exited the room, that alpha male in leadership has always been at the paramount of that party, has always been, and still exists, Hubert Alexander Ingraham.
But I go back as far as Cecil Wallace Gritfield. He was the alpha male.
Yeah, but that changed.
He was a lion.
Listen, that shifted when strategy gave way.
Papa made that beast. Papa have to come back and destroy him then. Papa picked him, you know. Papa picked 8 minutes to be party leader. I don't know what for to come back, but he created a Frankenstein. So Dr. Frankenstein had to come back and destroy his own monster.
But now watch me. Watch me. As a result of what appears to be a void in the organization. Now the organization is desperate for mm-hmm. another alpha male. That's what it is. They have become kind of fine-tuned into, because people don't like to say it. Even as much as they call former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham a totalitarian, these people love, they need direction. They need to be said, okay, this is what we're doing. This is what Papa say do. So they can ignore that. But the truth is, there is a void in the organization now, and the void need to be filled with a strong leader. That leader, the alpha male, has backed a particular leader. Talk to me. Let's do it and shoot straight. The alpha male in the organization, which is Hubert Alexander Ingram, has backed a specific and strategic individual. Who is that individual?
Pinchard.
No.
But
stop it. Stop,
side,
it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop
but,
it.
Let me go back as far as the 70s, 80s in your party. You're being breaking up from then to now. From Bostwick on the leader one day, Norman Solomon the leader the next day, Kendall Isaacs, Richfield. I mean, you're being doing this.
But that's okay. That's okay. It shows you that democracy lives, exists here, and it thrives.
A foundation wouldn't stand if it built on sand.
The foundation of the organization is not individuals. The foundation of the organization is the Constitution. The Constitution remains strong.
Then you have the white side of the party pulling for who they won't give the money to. I mean, the whole F&M thing is just mixed up in. The white people want this one. Black people want this one. Like Papa made the F&M black. Straight up. Listen to Papa. You're going to never win nothing.
You think so?
When the grassroots from Finland, Finland refused to go.
Okay. He gone? You gone? What about you? Hang up your phone. Your wife come hang up the phone and you're talking foolishness. Hang up the phone. Now, let me read a couple more texts, right? Let's see if we can read a couple more texts. It says, the country was on a clear and steady path for the first 2 years of his administration. This was recognized locally and internationally. After the onset of Dorian and the pandemic, the government made it explicitly clear that its plans would be delayed. You all mischievously held them to a timely agenda as if there was no pandemic or Dorian. The crisis and its natural fallout was politicized to the maximum. Ingram lost and came back. Christie lost and came back. What makes Minnis so different? Minnis, this should be very clear. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how you doing, my brother?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
I'm all this great. Let me make some, made some good contribution, but you know, Robert always give me Robert. Mm-hmm. You see, Howard, according to the F&M Constitution, every 2 years you have the call convention. It's going on and on from that time. Mm-hmm. I remember the late George Capon challenged everybody. Mm-hmm. The F&M party, not like the PRB, but one leader and a poll. That is not democracy. Mm-hmm. You know, and they know it. You see, and what they're doing, Howard, let me tell you something. The same way how a lot of my F&M stay their backside home and they won't. See, I can register my children, register my brothers, and everybody who I have influence over register, you know. But I mean, we have the vote, you know. See, like Robert said a while ago, the white people don't want this one. The black people don't want that one. See, this is our country. And we are not scared. No politicians no more. We ain't scared of Michigan police. The man that stands for this is our country. We tired again. Stamp on, you know. See, the games they're playing, I don't get in power to drive over here and play this trouble. Driven driving car. See, they were getting power to travel all over the world. When they get in power, they forget the person like myself, you know. They forget us. But they ain't, see, you better come with plenty of money if you want to get in power. Come with plenty of money. Be any people tax them. Mm-hmm. Just for the guests, you know. Because when they get in power, they ain't worried about us, you know. Mm-hmm. Family, friends, and lovers, right? You know that. And I know it. I'm out. And that's all I can say.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much, guys. You know what to do. Give me a call if you want to be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Dr. Tsang does not have the authority to say that Dr. Minnis, neither any other sitting MP, cannot speak at any association that is not constitutional, okay? Dr. Tsang do not control the constitution, the constituency association. The chairman, the only time that Dr. Sands won anything was underneath Dr. Minnis. The only time Pintard won any seat was under Dr. Hubert Minnis. Ooh, Jesus! This is a heavy text! You want to read the text? The only time Dr. Sands won anything was under Dr. Hubert Minnis. The only time Pintard won anything was under Dr. Hubert Minnis. So are you saying to me that there should be a relentless sort of allegiance by these men to Dr. Minnis? Is that what you're saying in your text? This is wild. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Howard Grant.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Listen, the text you read just now, I agree with it. But however, we all know Dr. Sands was never on the bandwagon with Dr. Minutes from that time.
Mm-mm.
So him getting that seat has nothing to do with Dr. Minutes. That has to do with his hard work.
Mm.
You understand?
You think so?
However, the FNM losing the government had everything to do with Dr. Minutes. Most of those persons would have re-won their seat had it not been for how they felt, how Bohemians felt about Dr. Minutes.
I could agree with you if Shannon Dawn did not win his seat. I could agree with you if, in the middle of the inner city, a seat that was designed strategically for Cheryl Bazard, which had had PLP polls everywhere. It looked like a starfish, how they chopped the thing up. Strategically for Cheryl Bazard. And Shannon Dawn Cartwright didn't win once, but he won twice. Now, I would agree with your sentiments if that didn't happen. But Shannon Dawn showed us that hard work and commitment to your constituency shows you up to be the victor at the end of the day. Because guess why? Everybody loved Michael Elkides. Everyone loved him. He's the PLP blue eye boy. He is the next dispensation of leadership. He is who the PLP has identified to be able to hold the money and deal with these particular things. And he still didn't win. So I could agree with you all around Shannon Dawn Cartwright at this particular point is PLPs. And he sits in the seat of leadership and holds on to this as a deputy prime minister as a result of his hard work. Other MPs can't say that. They've leaned on the strength of the organization to kind of usher them through to victory. And that didn't happen.
Exactly. However, I like Dr. Menes. I honestly do, because I felt like starting out, he started off on a good foot. I don't know where the pumpkin head came in. You know, sorry to say that about him, but I'm just trying to say his head's gone a different angle after, I guess he couldn't find his way or his bearings after Dorian. And from there, he went downhill, you know. But I feel like he needs to sit small now, you know. Leave it alone, you know.
Mm.
For those of us who still love you, you know, let us keep our love and sit small.
Well, somebody got to tell him.
On, and then you sit in the back line, you know, because your people in Kalani obviously love you. You
somebody
know,
got to tell
PLP
him.
The PLP are bragging
absence.
About their win, which is a win is a win. However, the little that they win with, I don't see their bragging rights to be that high. But however, they see it, you know, win a win is a win.
Watch me.
But it ain't that big of a win.
No.
Not to me, because look how they're doing now. They travel all over the world and forget us. You
my
know,
God.
Immigration, or we send some people away. We send some people back home, so that's all we could do. Now you can do so much more that you don't even seem to care about, or doesn't even matter to you, because why? Like someone said earlier on another show, they're your voters. They're the person that votes for you. So the majority of Bohemian persons seem to stay home.
Listen, I appreciate your telephone call. I got a couple more to get to. I appreciate it. Now listen, let's assist, because the indecency that coming to these three phones in front of me today. Let me read this little piece right here. Now, I want to say this to the last caller. Somebody needs to tell Dr. Hubert Minnis that absence makes the heart grow fonder. That's how Hubert Ingram was ushered back on the floor when Tommy was being able to stand up and getting and vying forwards towards leadership. Y'all remember, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Absence. Now, this social indifference while you're sitting there. Not this lack of participation. Not this kind of vitriol. Absence. Okay, let's go. Dr. Hubert Minnis can speak to the Kalani constituency all he wants, but he has no right to speak to the Golden Gates constituency without the leadership consent. Isn't it amazing how he wants to lead but is unable to follow? The only reason that Dr. Minnis won Kalani's seat was because it's an FNM stronghold. Let him run as an independent in the next general election and he'll lose his seat. These are texts that's coming through. This is Howard. Minnis did the same thing in Bamboo Town. Mrs. R. Ferguson was in the Bamboo Town working hard, but Dr. Minnis brought Wells, right? Now, see, I've come to a very clear understanding, very clear, that once you, see, this is where resilience come in. This is where your personal, individual resilience. If you have an idea to commit yourself to a particular constituency, if you can see yourself, if you're getting this kind of a this support on the ground to say, boy, you know, you could be the next MP, boy, just keep working at it. And then, you know, within the organization, they say things like, well, why don't you come around the headquarters, which I think is wild, right? What do I look like? But anyway, they say, why don't you come around the headquarters? So they want to support you, but they need to become more familiar with you, right? And in supporting you and becoming more familiar with you, there is a possibility that if you endure, if you remain committed, that you will be identified as a possible next leader in this area. But you got to put some work in, right? So, but leadership gets to choose who they desire. That's just how it's set up. That's how it's set up. I think that's a flaw within the organizations, and I think that's across the board. I think it gives you the appearance that there should be a runoff within the constituency branches, but that doesn't happen. If leadership says that we want this particular person over another, then the constituency branch could kind of genuflect to what the leader desires. That's just how it's set up. That's how it's set up, right? There's a text that came through. This is me being decent. Shenandoah had the purse of roads and parks. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I almost choked. That was too much. I couldn't read it. That's where. Y'all need to stop it. Y'all need to stop. It's too much. My God, look at y'all bringing all the people, all the business out. Right? So this is Howard. Please let the FNM know that they want to assure the PLP victory during the next election, that Dr. Minnis come back as leader. Tell them to go right ahead and be ballsless and tone deaf. You need to stop. Good afternoon, Howard. I disagree with you about Mr. Cartwright. He won that seat because he had Rosen Park under him. Clean and simple. Ooh, ouch. This is no. Halkidas Eno, blue-eyed boy, was glad he was gone. Sorry he's back at the Minister of Finance. He introduced a regressive tax. What good about him? Right? These are texts that are coming through. It says, Minister will never, ever become the Prime Minister again. He's finished, and he will maybe be an independent seat. Kalani, love him. He said, Minister, fail again in losing. Okay. Here we go. Let's see if we read the next one. He said, the FNM was ever a sneaky party, asked Tommy. Remember when they made Tommy leader and Ingram came back to take it? These are texts coming through. Amen, Howard. Amen. Now we need to get rid. Okay, you see, you kind of read. This is the one who said, now we need to be able to get rid of Brave Era and bring in Lincoln Bean. Y'all just wild. I want to read something. I saw something about Lincoln Bean that I think is interesting. I'd like to be able to read it if you give me the opportunity. Hubert Alexander, Minnis shall return as the Free National Movement. And this is from somebody's Facebook page, right? This is just me being decent, saying somebody. But we know who is the trouble, who's stir up the pot. Talk to me. So it says, Hubert Alexander, Minnis shall return as the FNM leader of the opposition, an opposition leader. Lincoln Bean will leave the COI to join the Free National Movement for a senior post. Lincoln Bean wants to be like Fred Mitchell. Woo, this is the thing I read. Lincoln Bean wants Foreign Affairs Minister post in the Free National Movement wins in 2026. Hence, why he's working for Dr. Hubert Minnis. Wow. These are just texts and information that's coming through. So he says, it's all a game for Lincoln. A deal will be cut between Hubert Minnis and Lincoln Bean. Comedian Michael Pintaud is a temporary leader and opposition leader. Sit and watch the play. Don't be fooled. It's all about politics. Lincoln Bean will never be elected as prime minister because he knows Hubert Minnis is funding him. These are just texts that I'm reading, okay? In decency, I want to kind of put this out there and kind of have this kind of a conversation with you and talk about these things. He says, talk the thing, Howard. I stay home and did not vote specifically because Dr. Minnis, and if the FNM brings him back again, I will stay home again. Anyone who patterns themselves after Donald Trump will never get my vote. And I hope Michael Barnett's daughter gets the nomination for Kalani. Like the rumors are saying. I don't know. I never heard that rumor. Mr. Grant, I don't want you think you're getting away that easily. Grant for chairman. Oi! Who? Where? Which Grant? You must mean Brendan Grant. You hear me? Who? Who? Not me. Right? next F&M convention, you, Pintard, and Cartwright will be the next. Oh, my God. Y'all need to stop it. Not Howard, right? Says Howard, would you think of Branville McCartney being leader of the free national movement? Howard, I like this. You need to have at least 3 days out of the week with an open line to hear the voice of the people. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead. No? Are you there? You're not there. Okay. You know what to do. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Y'all just get, like, hyped for politics. Hey, y'all, let's call today, child. Mr. Grant, I've never called your show before, but I just want you to know that I hate this. Y'all need to stop it. Let's take a commercial break and be right back, guys. You know what to do. Be a part of the conversation. This is the foundation. We're talking about some stuff. Just because it's led in the newspaper, we figure we would open the line up and talk about these things. But there's some other things happening. Y'all ain't tell me what y'all think about Lincoln Bean and going around the people door with the priest, y'all with the pastor. Y'all read it. Y'all read the story. Read the story in the papers. He walked around with the pastor church in the same shanty town. He say, all right, tell them get out. They got 15 minutes, but I ain't going to tear down the church. Y'all need to stop it. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant, the foundation. We'll be right back after this.
The foundation.
The foundation. The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
On your march.
Karifta is almost here, and Alive has partnered with TCL for you to capture gold at the 2023 Karifta Games. Switch to Alive and get a free TCL 30 Plus or TCL 30 SE on select Alive postpaid plans to share pictures and videos of our Bahamian athletes as they hit the tracks to win gold. Visit your nearest Alive store or mobile van location and come gold with us at the 2023 Karifta Games.
University of the Bahamas is where greatness grows. Apply now to join a community of strong learners and leaders. The deadline to apply for undergraduate admissions has been extended to Tuesday, 28th of February, 2023. The online application process is easy. Simply visit www.ub.edu.bs and click on Apply Now. You can also browse our many academic programs, and if you have questions, email admissions@ub.edu.bs. University of the Bahamas, preparing students for better lives in a dynamic global society.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
Foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation. When y'all open up the pot, you open up the peanut brittle and the snake jump out. Y'all need to stop it. We're having good conversation today. I hope you're I hope you're abreast to exactly what's happening. If you can call. The number is to call 323-6232. I see you send me a next voice note. Call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text 422-4796. I can't play a voice note on the air. That's what I was laughing at. Because, you know, the people I know, they then got me run away from politics. I wouldn't look at it no more. I'm ready to join the church. And that's what you do. That's the natural succession. If you're a failed politician, you become a pastor. Isn't that what we see socially? Well, that's the next step. So it says, Minnis was the very one that gave him the nomination in Pinewood. All right. There's some things that are coming through. He says, why don't Orinthia Komolafe join the Free National Movement? Because Orinthia Komolafe is a PLP. That's why. And I've always said, I don't know why she don't go back to the PLP. This is just me, Howard. This is me. I thought that she had done marvelous as it relates to her run for the Democratic National Alliance. She had shown the sort of girth and wherewithal that needed to be displayed from a woman in this particular capacity moving forward. And I commended her for it. But I thought that the DNA was a dying organization. It's just me. And I'd say that this is an organization I thought was going to be mine. And then I saw one puncture by the rib. I said, oh, Jesus, this one can bleed out. That was it. And that was it. So let's just shoot straight with the thing, right? Let's see if we can read another text. Howard. Let me be decent. Howard. Shenandoah, that's how you spell it. That's how these people spell it. Shenandoah had that Beach and Parks big money to give out to everyone. Had a contract in St. Barnabas. Howard, I think that Minnis watched too much TV. You notice nobody says fake news no more in Parliament. Now he's trying to be like Donald Trump. He's trying to come back. That will never happen. Let's take a telephone call. Cardi on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, Howard. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Right, yeah. I know you haven't heard from me for a while.
I haven't.
I told you what was going to happen from, at the end of February, early March of 2020?
Yes.
You see, it came to pass.
Yes.
And
did we put money on that? I should have given you some money.
You should have given me some money. You know, when I was in hospital, I saw Dorian. I told some of the nurses and doctors.
Yes.
That was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them how high the water was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember when I told you that I want you to believe that Brad going to be here for 2 terms. You're going to take it from me.
Mm.
Promotion don't come from the east nor the west.
Come from God.
Come from God.
My God.
And God sets up governments,
mm-hmm.
and it pulls down government. It was just Dr. Minnis' time to go.
Mm-hmm.
He did something that God was not pleased with that was happening to the people.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the information comes from that the F&M lost because F&Ms didn't come out to vote. A lot of PLPs didn't come out to vote either.
Mm.
People were afraid of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And continuing to get bad information like that is what's going to keep them in a quagmire, because you have to realize, like me for one, I didn't come out and vote because I have comorbidities and I did not want to risk it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have thousands of payments that are in that situation. So you can't say we lost because our people didn't come out to vote. You don't know what's in people's spirit. You don't know what's in their heart. And I think Lincoln Bean is going about things the wrong way.
Mm.
And that's going to backfire on him.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way you do something. I know people don't trust what's going to happen with the government, but you have to give it time to see what the plan is going to work out, because I know they have already brought their committee together and they are going to...
So the PLP on course.
They're going to do things that are remove the homes, but you can't just go there with a bulldozer and move it, because it's time for the move. Now, you have concerns with housing,
mm-hmm.
and you have to sort out the people over there. You got to know who they're first.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that are taking place now. So, I don't know.
So, you think the PLP is on course?
They're on course. They're following their blueprint for change.
Okay.
That's what they were put in there for. If you think about it, they took over a country where the kitty was broke.
Mm-hmm.
We had no surplus. Back, we were like, 101%?
When the last time we've had surplus, if we can have this kind of conversation?
Yeah. Matt had $1 billion worth of bills that had to be paid off. So, you know, you have to, first of all, now that's down, as we all learned, to less than $90 million. And things, on the right track for change. They're trying to, and I don't know if people realize what this government is doing. Look at the focus on the family islands. Now they announced that they're sending out bids. Now they want to repair 14 airports
mm-hmm.
in the islands. They're trying to pay roads. And
now, if we can be fair, this out-island campaign and pursuit to identify and really empower the out-islands didn't mm-hmm. just start with the PLP. Dr. Minnis found a great deal of his support by campaigning even off Nassau. The majority of his time was spent in the family of islands, and he's made some commitments to them to do some stuff, if we can be fair, right?
Well,
now, those things
didn't
come to the forefront. However, and what I commend this administration, the PLP, for doing is being able to pick up the low-hanging fruit, to pick the low-hanging fruit. The Free National Movement has dropped the ball.
Dr. Menace was a lazy leader.
Oh, my God. That's heavy what
you're
saying.
I'll tell you why I say that. You say, you speak a big talk, but you don't walk the walk.
Mm.
When you tell people you're going to do something, they're looking for it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what was happening in Long Island. They promised the airport.
Mm-hmm.
They promised to build a bridge in Lucha. They promised a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But how much of that did they do?
Mm-hmm.
Already, this morning, I was listening to the radio. There's a new resort going up in Abaco again. Mm-hmm. Then there was the $800 billion resort in Mahashaba.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another three, I think, with that. That just for that island.
Mm-hmm.
They've already done a lot of work.
Half these things were stuff in the pipeline.
They're doing work in Cat Island. Things are happening in basically all the islands.
Yeah.
So, Exuma is loaded with work. And people don't realize. Then another thing they had to do. You had an unemployment as high as, 24% or a little higher when they took over?
I don't think it was 24. I think it was 19 or...
No, it was 24.
24%? I don't know if it's
that
high.
At
the peak of the pandemic when everything was shut down, yes.
When everything was shut down.
Yes.
A lot of people started work. When they took over, people were put back to work. The country opened up. And they're trying to buy jobs. And, I don't think people focus on that because issues is what's clouding people's minds now.
Wow.
People are caught up with immigration and other issues.
Well, let me take the next caller, my brother. I appreciate you. I appreciate your telephone call. I do appreciate your contribution. And I see you got the laundry list of things what the PLP has done. But, I said before, every political organization, after they found themselves in a seat of defeat, comes back and said that this organization who's in government is only doing things that are stuffed in the pipeline. After you've already made your the pitch for the Bahamian people, after you've done all those things to be able to say that this is going to happen for the Bahamian people and you stuff it in the pipeline, it's no longer red or yellow. It becomes black. That's what color the pipeline is. That's for the Bahamian people. The next administration's only responsibility is to unclog that, whatever the bureaucracy that's holding it up, to unclog that to get those things done. And the PLP has done that well. I thought they have done that well. And we continue to be able to see them and hope for them to be able to deal with some things, that's promises that's been made to the Bahamian people. When we hear them promises, I don't think it's through the lens of any political organization. Those promises are promises to the next dispensation of Bahamians who want to see growth and development in the country. So we're not concerned if the FNM or the PLP do it. We're concerned about it getting done. So it says that, Howard, I am an ex-MP. In Minister's convoy, he cost me 8 months' salary. Oui. All right. I can leave that alone. I can leave that alone, right? So he says, Minister was the very one that did give him. Okay. Oh, he's meaning Lincoln Bean. Oh, okay. Okay. Good day, Mr. Grant. Grand Bahama says that Hubert Minnis should never be returned. Grand Bahama said that Hubert Minnis should never be returned as leader because of his record. Pintard is better for the FNM. My God. This is, tell that caller, stop talking crap, but Brave will have two terms. they send a long thing, right? Brave is 72 years old and was not done anything in the past. and in particular, the last year and a half of his term as leader of the country to put the Bahamas on the right path. Nothing, my God, will not torture us by giving us 10 years of Brave Davis leadership in the country. That's a text that's coming through. Let's take a telephone call before we get out of here. Caller, you on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine.
You're on the show. Hey.
Listen.
Who's this now?
You know, I have to call you and apologize to you.
Let me hear this now.
On the national radio.
Let me hear.
Listen, I humbly, humbly apologize.
All right.
To you.
Okay.
For voting against you for Kyle Kulmer.
Listen.
Kyle Kulmer was the worst chairman the Free National Movement ever had. And they tried to put the blame
on Dr. Menace
with associations and stuff like that. How Kyle Kulmer did not run the party like how he should. Dr. Menace's job is to govern the country as prime minister. Kyle Kulmer, do the association as CEO of the party, okay? Kyle Kulmer did not do his job. When we went, before we went to election, half of the associations were not up and running. When he realized that we were going to election, he tried to take over. He tried to cover himself, trying to look for deals himself, and I don't care.
Mm-mm.
Okay?
Because you know they can call you and cuss you right now.
I do not give a two-hoo. You know, I never scared.
No, I know you ain't scared.
Never scared. But the reality is, I sat in the council and know of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is, if you go to the FNM headquarters right now, you will see not one single photograph of Hubert Minnis in there, only on the glass outside. His photos have been taken down. He is not any parliamentary document, anything happened in the parliament. It is not aired on the FNM page. Nothing for Hubert Minnis is done on the FNM page.
Mm-mm.
And the leader, the current leader, needs to be careful, because when you do to someone, it will come back to you double fold. Because if you allow it to happen and it's not constitutional, you're going to get it back. Always, the devil always come for payback. Don't sell your soul to the devil. You know better than that, Calvin.
My dear, I appreciate
it. I know how it go.
I appreciate your telephone call. I got a couple more calls coming through.
Don't cut me off, Howard.
Go ahead. Let me hear what you got to say.
Take my apology back.
No, no, don't take it back. I like it. Leave it right there.
I love you, Howard. You know I'm a straight shooter. I call it as I see it.
Thank you so much for your call, eh?
Okay.
All right, see you later, right? Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate that. Because some people, you don't know this, I know this, some people was hard against me because leadership indicated this is the direction that we want to go. And it wasn't 8 weeks before I get calls and say, my God, what have I done? I got 18 votes and I met 300 people who said, how would you know I vote for you? No. Let's take the next telephone call before we get out. Call you on the line with us live. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Good day, sir. How you doing?
All right, man.
Yeah, I just call in as late to the caller before the last, not this lady, the gentleman.
Yes.
Is he the new Anton?
I don't know if he's the new Anton. Why you say that?
Because I heard him several times and making the same statement, like the Bahamian people just woke up yesterday and all of these things just drop out of the sky. That's the picture that they paint.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he does that on several shows.
Wow.
So that's why I asked if he's the new Anton.
Well, I'll ask him when he called back. I guess he can say the same thing. I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show for today. And I want to thank you for your contributions. I know you just get kind of gassed up and eager to talk about the leadership of the country. And this is nothing that I would take away from you, because I, too, am always enthusiastic and excited to talk about the potential of what could exist in this space. But I always contrast that with the constitution of our country and the preamble of what we stand on and stand for. I always go back to the core, to the foundation, to that spirit that so many older folks have told me about. When the Union Jack fell and the Bahamian flag rose, the idea of unity and forward movement, upward, onward, and together, is the one thing that I like to take away with me. Party politics has convoluted that. The desire for a man who has no commitment, and this is not for Hubert Minnis. This is for any man who has identified himself to be perpetuated and really elevated at the pinnacle of any organization for himself, for selfish reasons and his motives. There needs to be an eradication of that within all political organizations. You yield yourself to the Constitution. You yield yourself to the unity that exists within this party, your organization, to get to an objective. When there's issues like this that continues to arise, the party needs to do the right thing, whether that's FNM, PLP, COI, or indifferent. They needs to identify the proverbial cancer and eradicate it. You have to get rid of these things. And there's no need for you to do this in the public. Deal with these things concisely, strategically, to find your party moving forward. The country is desperate for leadership. Desperate for innovation, creativity. Desperate for movement. To get to that space that we envisioned 50 years ago. And the question is whether or not we're on the right path. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in today, for chiming in and having this conversation. This today was not beat up on Hubert Minnis Day, but today should have been very clear. We appreciate what you've done, sir, but it's time for you to step back. Even if you return, give us the time where our hearts can grow fonder. That's the show today, guys. I thank you so very kindly. Tomorrow, we were supposed to have Bishop Simeon Hall, but he doesn't feel well. So I'm trying to see if I'm going to have a conversation about the Haitian Constitution and conversation about, because I told you, I reach out to a few persons. So let's see how tomorrow goes. We're going to play it by air and see exactly how it is. To kind of chop these things down. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company with the foundation. You're going to see you tomorrow. God, spare life. Have a beautiful day, Bahamas. Thank you for your contribution. And really, hopefully, that's pricking your consciousness to understand it's time for us to move in a different direction. Let's make some things happen. I'll see you tomorrow. God, spare life. Stick and stay for Z Live with Shivago Lang right after this.
The foundation. Brown, 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 brown